We're in Simon Tov Nun, Sif Vav, Sif Koton Yud Zayin. Now, let's just remind ourselves what we're discussing here. We're going to read the Mechaber from the beginning of the Sif Vav, just to get the context of what we're talking about. Mutu loymar le'eved be'pesach hilach dinar zeh u'knei le'vechol. You're allowed to tell an employee, a worker of yours, who you are responsible to feed, hilach dinar zeh, take this money, and go buy yourself food. Even though you know what's he going to buy with this food, chametz. Now, what's the problem that might exist? You have to feed him. Now you're benefiting from chametz because he's buying chametz with it.
Yeah, but you're not benefiting him.
Why not? Why aren't you benefiting? Because I mean, you have an obligation to feed him.
That's right.
So he's buying chametz with the money.
That's not a benefit to me. Giving him the food, giving him the money.
Since the problem is, it might look like you're benefiting. It's not a problem because you're just giving him the money. You take money and you tell him, go buy yourself food, do what you want. So you're not telling him to buy the actual chametz, which then would be perhaps the Jew benefiting from chametz that he's feeding his worker.
Right.
Aval, what should you not say? Don't tell him, lo yoymar loy, don't tell him, say, go, ve'echol, and go eat, ve'ani pareya. Don't go to the store, right? The worker should not go to the store, the servant, and buy something and tell them, put it on my boss's tab. Right. That you shouldn't say. V'yesh, now, this is what we're up to for today, v'yesh matirim gam bazeh. There are those that permit that the eved, the servant, can go to the store and say, put it on the boss's tab, and it's not a problem. What does that mean? Let's see what that means. Sif kod nyudzayin. V'yesh matirim. Since you, the Jew, the owner of this employee, or you're responsible for him, you did not give the chenvani. The chenvani is the storekeeper. You did not give him the money yet. It's not viewed as it's your chametz. Who is the Jew's chametz? That which the chenvani gives the food to the guy. Just picture Babbitt's right down the block. Okay, they have an account, and you have the non-Jew that goes into the store. He buys himself Twix bar. I forgot the names of these things. You know, with a wafer, right? Right. So he buys the chametz one, and he says, put it on, you know, Greenspan's tab, right? So that's what the kids are talking about. So we're saying, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? There are those who permit it. Why is it permissible? Because since I didn't pay the tab yet, it's not like I'm giving him the chametz. It's on my bill. It's just a debt which I have to pay. Greenspan has to pay this now. Because for this worker that he has. The Ikar Halacha is like this latter opinion, that Yesh Matirin Gambazeh, that you can tell the non-Jew to go and put it on your bill. You're permitted to do this. We call Mokoyim, nonetheless, L'chadchilo Nochoyin Lachosh L'zvara Harishayna. It's best to be concerned with the first opinion that said not to do this. With regards to your servant, your male or female servant, who you have responsibility to feed them, don't tell them, don't tell them that they should go and put it on your tab, on your bill. You shouldn't tell them that. What's the best way to do it? Give them money. Give them the $10, whatever it is. Mizuman, which is prepared. And the guy will go buy what he wants to buy. Like you said. Correct. Fine. Sif kod nidches, gamba zeh, we're saying there are those that permit, in this case, uledeyazu, according to this opinion, mutter gam kein loymar lechenvani, you're also permitted to tell the chenvani is the storekeeper, tein le payali chametz vani pareya, mitam hanal. You're allowed to tell the cashier, you're allowed to tell him, when my worker comes in here, give him the chametz and I'll pay it back. According to this opinion. Ule'inyan tinok. Now we're discussing a different, we're putting a period, different topic now.
Wait a minute. So yes. That last one, is that he has to do that before Pesach? Can he do it during Pesach?
It's a good question. So you're asking...
He tells him this is the general principle.
General principle.
The guy comes in, he's my guy.
Yes, put it on my bill. Right. I'll pay for it. Right, you pay for it after Pesach, so it's just a chov.
Well, in general, but can he do that during Pesach? Does he have to do that before the holiday begins?
He's not specifying here. Before Pesach is definitely, I think, the best. It could be, I think, even on Pesach. The point is, we don't want it to be attributed that the chametz is yours. So even if on Pesach, you would say this to the storekeeper, it's just a debt. It's not the chametz that's your chametz. It's just a debt that you have to pay up. Right, at the end of the month, you'll have to pay up another $15. So it could be even on Pesach. Next topic of discussion here. What about a scenario where you have an infant, a young child, that needs to eat or drink chametz? Okay, so the category of discussion we are talking about is a chayla she'ein bo sakana, a sick person, but it's not in danger. We'll see at the end of this sifkatan, if it's a dangerous situation, there's nothing you hold back. You go, you're Michal Shabbos. There's nothing to talk about. This case is not dangerous, but he needs to eat, to make sure it doesn't become dangerous, the chametz. It's a good question, but we're going to see the case that he's going to discuss here is, and how we deal with it is because of the young child we're dealing with. But the laws would be similar to some degree with an adult as well. Sarich lisa oisoy the base nachri. What do you have to do? You have to carry the child to the guy's house. V'yivakeish lahanachri sheyachil chametz latinuk. You should ask the guy to feed the baby, the child, in the guy's house. Ach, however, be careful. Yizar shelo yichoy biyadoi. The parent should be careful not to take the chametz in his own hand. Why? What's the problem if the parent takes the chametz in his hand? Ownership is kind of the zoiche boy. He acquires it. And that's the last thing you want to do in Pesach is acquire the chametz.
But how does having the, what's the mechanism by which you go sit and take the chametz in your hand? How is that ownership?
So it's called kinyan hagba. What that means is that's like when you go to a wedding, you see like by the chatzin's tish, you see the Masada Kedushin, he gives the pen or the handkerchief or other items, and you see the people, you know, they're not doing exercise now. They're not, you know, picking up the right hand. That's one of the ways of acquisition that's discussed in the Gemara. When you pick something up, it shows that you now, it's yours, you acquired it. So that's when a person would pick up the chametz, he's now acquiring the chametz. Okay, there are different ways of acquisition. Hagbah, there's Meshicha, there's pulling. Yes. We are three lines in the bottom in the Mishnah Rura. Now, what happens if the guy doesn't want to, you know, he says, listen, I have no problem helping you, but I learned something in school. It's called time is money. I'm spending time, you give me money. Okay, so he says, pay me for it. Now, the question is, are you, once again, the Jew, benefiting from chametz because you're paying him for this? So he says, Yochol haftichoy, so what do? You promise him, sheshalim lo yacharkach, that you'll pay him after Pesach. The motor mikra din kanal, because this is not a problem as we mentioned above. Avoloy, that's just the same case of the chenvani, of the storekeeper. When you tell the chenvani, I'll pay the debt afterwards, here by the guy also, you tell him, you pay now, I'll pay the debt afterwards. Avoloy ite loy mois koidim oy bishah shenois noy loy lechol. But see, Ari over here is saying, don't give the money at the time he's feeding or beforehand, because then it looks like, once again, you're acquiring this chametz. And we don't want you, kesef money can acquire, perhaps, at times. The koine chametz, he says, bezev v'asal kolyama. Because if you give the money now, you're acquiring this chametz. Turning the page in some editions, v'im e'efshar loy l'seisoy l'chutz. What happens if you cannot carry the child outside? That's the case. And you are forced to have a scenario that the guy is going to come and feed the chametz to the baby in your house. Yesh loy loymar la'akum. The Jew should tell the guy that she kavets a chametz hanishor v'yisenu l'beisoy. that when the feeding lunch is finished, the goy should gather together all of the chametz, bring it back to the goy's house when he's finished. And when the child has to eat a second time, yachzor vivienu biachilenu, bring the chametz back and then feed the child again. What happens? You can't find a guy every single time. I'll call Pam or Pam. Right? Every time you have to, you can't find the guy every time. So what are you going to do? How are you going to feed the child this time? Yesh lo hakil, she yashir ha'akum chametz bebeisoy. We can be lenient, room to be lenient, to keep the chametz in the Jew's house. Kedei she yaspik latinuk l'kama pa'amim, that there'll be enough food for this child for the next few meals. Now, from Gedalia, this is what we said in your discussion. Say explicitly, she'eino yiroitza liknois es ha-chametz, that you do not want to acquire the chametz. Dilav hachi kani lei rishusai. If not, then your rishus, your property, is acquiring this chametz. Ukedlal b'simen tafim ches, as we learned earlier. B'yitzave, what should you do? Yitzave lekoton. You tell an older child who's not bar mitzvah yet, shiachel atinok, should feed the baby. Avol hu ba'atzmoi ein loy lahachel, but the adult should not be the one feeding the child. Why not? Two reasons, he says now. Chado, one reason, the first reason, the osur lechatchil legal boy. It's forbidden for the Jew, the adult, over bar mitzvah, to touch chametz. Uklavusim tof nem vav. We don't want a Jew to touch the chametz, the adult, because he might come to eat the chametz. V'oid, mishum lost the kinyan, because of the concern of acquisition. Kinyan means an acquisition. We don't want the Jew to acquire the chametz. So who should be feeding this child? Another child who's older, a 10-year-old, whatever it is. V'im yachol lahat min ha-chametz b'mokam shemuna chemsoy ha-mochor. Yatmin l'sham. If it's possible, another scenario, another possibility he gives us, that you sell your chametz, and you have your chametz in a different room, a different place, and if it's possible to keep the food that you're going to feed the baby with in that sealed chametz dikah room, that's best. If you could put the chametz that you're going to feed this child, a baby with, in that room, leave it there. Bring the baby to that place when it's time to feed the baby. What happens if you can't do that? You have to keep the chametz in the house. You should make a partition, make a mechitza 10 tefachim high around the chametz. Now, at least by the bare minimum, cover up the chametz with a kli. All of these precautions are to prevent the adult from coming, from touching it, from coming to eat it, because we see it, you know, all the time, and we forget. It's only 1 week of Pesach. We have 340 plus days that of the year that we're eating chametz. So that's how our mind is geared to chametz. So these are different precautions we have to take. Now, he ends off, we'll take question 1 second, he ends off, this whole discussion that we were just talking about is im ein hatinuk misukon lozeh, is where the child is not in the category of chayla sheyesh by sakana. He is not in danger. The beyesh sakana, because if we're talking about a dangerous situation, ein sarich ledaktik v'cholzeh, you do not have to be so precise with all these precautions. Kidei lemaher b'achiloso, you could always say shin chavches. Because you want to make sure, it's a dangerous situation, you want to get that food to him as soon as possible, as is learned in Siman Shin Chav Ches. In Siman Shin Chav Ches, we learned this earlier in the Dereshu Halachas, the Mishnah Brura section of Hilchus Shabbos. And that's the Siman that discusses Refuah on Shabbos. And the basic premise is very simple. If it's a dangerous situation, any way, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, or a carpenter, whatever, whoever, it doesn't make a difference what you are. You have to quickly as possible take care of the situation. Our whole siman, of course, I don't want to oversimplify, there are many halachas in that siman. Our whole case that we discussed just now is when it's a chayla she'ein bo sakana. He's not in danger. Neil, you had a question.
Yes.
The question is, if a person is not sure if it's sakana or not, so we should, whether it's Shabbos or not Shabbos, deal with it that you're not sure, you have to be more machmer. We don't want to, have a problem. If a person is not sure, and then they should deal with it, let's say if it's Shabbos, one of the guidelines to deal with the situation, deal with it, how would you deal with it during the week? Right? I have children that get croup sometimes, and then it's difficulty breathing. So one of the ways to deal with this, I'm talking about little children, is that you bring him into a room with steam. And, well, on Shabbos, that would mean that you have to turn on the shower. If you turn on the hot water on Shabbos, you're cooking the water. It's called bishul. It's a deraisa. How do you deal with this child? The same way you need to deal with it, if it's a dangerous situation, and lack of breathing is called dangerous situation, so the same way you would deal with it during the week, you would have to deal with it on Shabbos. I heard a case when a Magid Sheh Rav once said over where he had someone came to him on Shabbos that their husband passed out, and what should they do? So he quickly ran over there. He said, let's call Atzala right away. They call Atzala, and it turned out to be some indigestion or something really minor. So he felt bad. He said maybe he was Michal Shabbos, maybe he was, he did the wrong thing. But he looked into it more, and because at the time, when this person was in tremendous pain, what would they have done during the week? They would have responded the same way. Therefore, once again, I don't want to oversimplify these halachas. We have to learn them properly. Therefore, on Shabbos also, it could have been dangerous. They didn't know. They didn't know what the issue was. He was in tremendous pain. He passed out on the floor. So that's what I have to deal with the same way. Okay. Let's see further now. Sif Katan Yud Tes. We're going to read the words of the Mechaber, which are a little difficult to translate. That's why we're going to have the explanation of the Mishnah Brura to tell us what's going on. The Mechaber says that this that we mentioned, V'yesh Matirim Gam Bazeh, that we also permit, also in this scenario, of when the boss tells the storekeeper, tell that you can put on my tab, that the guy could put on my tab, that only works El Imkein Hikdim Dinor Oshinase Oshinasev Nasim Biyad. What does it mean, Hikdim Dinor Oshinasev Nasim Biyad? Sif Konyetes. What does this mean? El Imkein Hikdim Loy Dinor Lechen Vani. V'tzivahu Losseis Mezoinois La'avdoi Kishiyovoi. Oz havelei kimachilo biyadayim achametz. If the boss, right, the three people in the category here, you have the boss, the Jewish boss, you have his worker that the Jewish boss is responsible to feed, and you have the chenvani, the person on the side. And if the Jewish boss would go ahead and give the money to the chenvani, to the shopkeeper, the storekeeper, beforehand, and he tells him as follows, v'tzivahu, and he commands him, he tells him, give the chametz, the food, to the guy when he comes. If this would take place, we have the case clear? You have the Jewish person, he tells the storekeeper that when Jack comes in, Jack's the guy in this case, everybody's name is Jack, please excuse me, right? Okay? So Jack comes in, give Jack the chametz, that case is aser. Why? It's as if the chenvani is the messenger of the Jew. It's like the chenvani is the messenger of the Jew, and that the Jew is giving the chametz to the guy. He's benefiting from the chametz. In this case, it's aser. It's aser even if you don't know what the guy is going to buy. In this case, how is it different than the previous case we just mentioned? In this case, you, the Jew, are going over to the chenvani and you're giving him the money already, as opposed to, I'll pay the bill at the end of the month. So now, as it was just mentioned, you already made the kinyan, and it's like the chenvani is your messenger to give the chametz. That's why it's a problem. V'ayim b'yoradeya siv n'kuf lamed beis, siv dalet shekosav, Over there in the Shulchan Aruch discusses the gam behikdim loy dinar. Einei oser ela imkein kishomar loy yehe dinar ze biyodcho ashetite na poil shali. The Shulchan Aruch clarifies our case. This that we're saying, we just mentioned, it's oser. If you give the chenvani the money and you tell him to give it to your worker, it's only if you give him the $10 and you tell the chenvani, yehe dinar ze biyodcho, this dinar, this $10 will be in your possession until you give it to my worker. Let's just finish this point here in the middle of the sentence here. I will im hear shahu lo hoy tzioi lech achshav ba'atza mutter. The b'shah, let's finish the sentence. The b'shah shenoisin la'apoyel. Ein kan dinar shikne l'bal habayis. However, if you tell the chenvani, here's $10, you do what you want with it. It's like you give money to the bank. And you want to take the money out of the bank, it's not the same $10. They use that money, it's long gone before you even left the bank. So if you tell the chenvani, here's $10. Do what you want with it. But I have a tab. You have a courtesy now to give me $10 worth of food. So that case is permissible. Let's clarify which case is forbidden and which case is permissible. The case where you say, this is $10. Keep this $10, and when my worker comes in, let him buy $10 worth of food. That's aser. Why is that aser? Because then I'm giving him the food. The Jew, me, the balabas, is giving him the food. However, if you tell him, the chenvani, here's $10, when you do what you want with this $10, but there'll be $10 on my credit, that's permissible.
What if the chenvani is a goy?
The chenvani is a goy. The chenvani is a goy. Okay, because it's near a kushluchai. What Neil is bringing out, that we don't have a goy can't be a shliach. It was mentioned a couple of times that a goy can't be a shliach. So the chenvani is, he says that the chenvani is a goy. We had those words earlier. But the point is, it's like his your shliach. It's like his your shliach. Let's just finish this sifkaton here. Veda, we have to know that in the case of prepaid, running a little overtime here, the higdim loy dinar lav dafka. When it's prepaid, it's not necessarily a problem. The huadin im nason loy dinar b'shosh shenason hachenvani hachametz la'avdoi. That gam kein oser. That if the money is given over to the storekeeper, the chenvani, at the time when the worker is coming in to collect the food, that's also forbidden. It's only come to exclude rakim paraloi la'achazman. When is it permissible? Only when the balabas, when you, the Jewish owner of the slave, will pay back later. But if you're paying back at the same time, that's a problem. We'll stop here for today.